This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Tomorrow, a new low-fare airline takes to the skies from Dulles Airport, just outside Washington, D.C. This startup is a little unusual. It's been flying for years as a feeder airline, primarily for United, and is now rising up against its former partner. Nancy Marshall reports.
The new airline, called Independence Air, is in some ways ready-made. It's been a short-haul partner for United for 14 years, operating United Express planes, so it already has its own fleet of smallish regional jets. It's got valuable real estate, 44 gate positions at Dulles, and more than 4,000 employees who already know how to run an airline. What Independence Air doesn't have is name recognition, which is why it's in the midst of a $30 million marketing blitz that was unveiled at a sort of company pep rally last month. Independence Chairman and CEO Kerry Skeen presided over a glitzy public launch of the airline and its new theme music in Washington, D.C. last month when Independence started selling tickets. He told cheering employees why Independence decided to break with United.
It's not very often that a company gets to set a brand new course. We had choices. We could have stayed the status quo. We felt that had a lot of big challenges to do that with a lot of risk. Or we could make a big decision, and that decision is to not depend on others and really to become independent.
For this airline, being independent means going head-to-head with United. At last month's launch, Independence announced a route schedule that is mostly made up of the same destinations it served as United Express. Independence Air will start flying to five cities on June 16th. The airline says it'll ramp up to 300 daily departures by the end of the summer. Independence is acquiring about 24 full-size Airbus planes capable of carrying more passengers on longer flights. The planes are supposed to start arriving this fall, and the airline hopes to begin service to the West Coast late this year or early in 2005. Aviation analyst Richard Abulafia says Independence clearly kept United in mind when it laid out its schedule.
Look at their routes, and they're typically places that have, been frequently the victims of near price gouging by majors over the years. If they can do this service at this price and do it sustainably over time, that's going to make a lot of people happy.
Independence Chairman and CEO Skeen says people tell him it won't be possible to sustain low prices, especially now when most carriers are losing money and oil prices are up sharply. In fact, Skeen says he's been told he's crazy to start an airline now.
We are crazy. To be in this business, you have to be a little bit abnormal, I think, but we enjoy it, and that's what gets us up every morning. But no, it's not a good time in terms of fuel prices, that is for sure, but it affects everybody. And so our business plan is predicated on having a cost advantage over our competitors.
One way Independence is keeping its costs down is through wage concessions from its pilots. They've agreed to pay cuts of a few percentage points. Skeen says the business plan is simple. Don't spend more than you're taking in. The few frills Independence offers don't cost much. Hot face towels and the usual snacks and soft drinks. In-flight meals will cost extra. Aviation analyst Abulafia says Independence is following the Southwest model with certain twists, such as reserved seats.
The Independence experiment clearly blends elements of Southwest and JetBlue, the emphasis on low cost. But there's also elements of reinvention here, the America West and Continental formulas for recreating yourself. But most of all, there's a strong element of something that's just never been done before, which is transforming a purely regional carrier that does nothing but feed a larger corporate master into its own men.
That's an expensive proposition. Independence projects it'll lose up to $55 million this year, but it says it has $350 million in cash. Chairman and CEO Skeen says that's the best cash position of any startup in the airline industry. He says Independence is prepared to battle it out with United and United's TED subsidiary, as well as discount carriers JetBlue and AirTran. Abulafia gives Independence a better-than-even chance of surviving. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Marshall.